The issue at the center of the protests was a bill that would create Stand Your Ground laws in Ohio. This means a person would no longer be required to retreat before using deadly force in self-defense. Protesters at a rally held by the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus believe the provision would lead to increased violence combined with racial profiling. Stanley Miller, former leader of the Cleveland NAACP, says there's a constant push for pro-gun policies that hinge on the words of the Second Amendment. Miller read the amendment out loud to the crowd, then broke down its details.
27 words, 3 commas, and 1 period. And that one sentence has been misused and interpreted so many different ways that most people never even knew what it stood for. And currently has resulted in more legislation and more action than any other 27 words in any document that our country has.
Leaders of the rally repeatedly brought up the death of Trayvon Martin, a teenager shot and killed in Florida. Caucus President Alicia Reese, a Democrat from Cincinnati, says the Stand Your Ground law in that state led to Martin's death, and she doesn't want to inject that kind of fear in Ohio.
So this is a human interest of folks who, you know, are very much afraid of this type of law taking place. And what does it mean to their young person? Will they wear the right clothes? Is that against the law? Will they walk on the wrong street and get killed? Or is that against the law? So people are really afraid that this will turn into a wild, wild west type of environment in the state of Ohio.
Sean Maloney is a leader with the Buckeye Firearms Association, a gun rights advocacy group. He says liberal activists are the first ones who brought up Florida's Stand Your Ground laws, and it was never actually used in the prosecution of George Zimmerman, the man acquitted of Trayvon Martin's death. Maloney says adding a Stand Your Ground law wouldn't change much in the state of Ohio, but urges that it's still necessary.
If I reasonably believe that I'm in fear of death, it should stop there. My decision-making process should stop there, and I should have the ability, faced with death, to immediately protect myself, my family members, or whoever else is nearby.
Maloney explains that a person facing a deadly situation doesn't have time to think about which laws would apply to their dilemma.
No, they're not going to. Absolutely not. I think the analysis takes place after the fact, because we already know that in a defensive gun use situation or when we're fighting for our life, we have a rush of adrenaline, we have tunnel vision, hearing deprivation, there's so much physically going on that we don't even remember really what's happened shortly before, during, or even after until days later.
But to protesters, this provision represents a much larger problem with gun policies in Ohio and around the country. Representative Reese says the General Assembly is out of touch with the majority of Ohio, and the push for a Stand Your Ground law is just the latest example. 2 other anti-gun rallies were held throughout the day, with a group of pro-gun advocates also gathering at the State House. As for the bill, the House is yet to schedule it for a second hearing. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.